We were doing surgeries for women on a ship on the coast of Togo. And this one woman had begun a flow of blood about 9 years earlier in northern Ghana. And she heard about the possibility of a surgery on Mercy ships. And so at that point, Comfort Relief was sponsoring 90 surgeries for women. She had been kicked out of her home by her husband because a flow of blood was seen as a curse. And then she was abandoned by her family. She sat on the edge of her village collecting alms. And while she was there, she heard about the possibility of surgery. So she got up and she started walking, and she was bleeding the whole way. She walked all the way south to the central of Ghana. She took a left turn, walked over to Togo, walked all the way down Togo to the coast. And there she stood in the line with over 5,000 people, waiting to be one of 287 women who were to be chosen for surgery.
Yes.
Well, she was chosen.
Yeah.
And she had the surgery. The surgery was successful. And I happened to be there on a day they have this amazing service that we probably could learn from this. What they do is all the women who've come through surgery, remember, they've been shamed out of their community.
Yeah. Yeah.
They give them brand new dresses. I mean, beautiful dresses. Hers was yellow and black. It was just a gorgeous dress. In fact, and she started to dance. Now, I was worried she was going to break open her surgery. You see, girl, sister, you got to sit down. But she was so happy in the Lord. And then they take a group of women and take her back to her village to restore her. Well, what happened was a nurse who introduced her said, this woman came alone all the way from Northern Ghana. Mm-hmm. The woman who spoke English got up and said, well, nurse, that's not quite right. When I began to bleed, God was with me.
Yes.
When my husband removed me from our home, God was with me.
Yes.
When my family abandoned me, God was with me. When I sat on the edge of my village and collected alms, God sat with me. When I began to walk, God walked with me. When I stood in line, God stood with me. When I had the surgery, God was with me. And when I was in recovery, God was with me. And God is with me right now because I see God in your eyes. Then she said this, I'll never forget, two things. She said, I want to thank you for doing what God told you to do.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
She said, I want to thank you, Jimmy, for remembering me. I want to thank you, Covenant World Relief. This sister in the Lord, she had a deep theology.
Yeah.
She knew what it was fundamentally all about, and what she said was, I want to thank you for doing what God you have repaired and restored my life.